The campaign to reopen the Cambridge to St Ives railway line has been dealt a major blow. According to a newspaper report, the Strategic Rail Authority has said there is no case for reopening the line and they will be supporting the guided bus scheme. Since we spoke, we've received various emails from you levelling criticism at the guided bus. So we are going to talk now to Shona Johnson. She's the Conservative Cabinet Member for Environment and Transport at the County Council. Shona, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andy.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Emma, we had a couple of emails. I think you had one from Phil.
Yeah, I did. I'll just read that out right now. It says that having heard your story this morning on the St Ives railway line reopening, the public should be aware that is just another propaganda attempt by the County Council to up their ratings because of the recent continuing negativity they have received. What's your response to that, Shona?
I find that quite amusing. I suspect I know who the author is. But that's certainly not the case. It is a letter that the SRA has sent to the County Council, which the Cambridge Evening News has seen, but it states very clearly the position of the railway industry. It is something we've said all along. And the bottom line is, without the support of the rail industry, Cast Iron may be able to, well be able to run some sort of shuttle service between St Ives and Chesterton, but there is absolutely no way it could link into the main line at Cambridge or at Huntingdon, which means there is absolutely no way that any rail service that Cast Iron are proposing could take freight off the A14, which is, they say, is one of the main reasons that they have an advantage over us. But it's gone without the support of the rail industry.
When we spoke to Tim a few minutes ago, he said that they've known for some time that the Strategic Rail Authority were going to come out against it. Have you?
Yes, we have. We've known for a long time that the rail industry in general doesn't support it. Interestingly, I went to a conference earlier this year on sustainable rural railways to have yet another look to see whether we were doing the right thing. And I spoke to a very senior director of one of the train operating companies there, someone who actually had worked in the eastern region in the past, knew the area well. And I was talking to him about the guided bus scheme and Cast Iron. And I said, you know, would you be interested? And his response was, I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole. Now, that's some senior member of the rail industry. So not only is it the Strategic Rail Authority, it's the train operating companies as well.
We've also had an email from David who quotes Colin Shaw, Labour Transport spokesman, saying that if this didn't go ahead, then we will lose a £65 million grant. And David's comment is, well, so what? Far better to lose £65 million grant than not have to pay £20 million to install and then carry on paying for it.
Well, the bottom line is that once it's built, it will be self-financing, and we've been very clear about that, and our modelling demonstrates that even if we were 10% out, we would still be able to run it without a loss at a profit. But the other important thing to say is that £65 million is not available for any other scheme in Cambridge, indeed not even in Cambridgeshire, and the bottom line is that it's either the guided bus, assuming that we get through the public inquiry, and that is still a big task that we have to do, but it's either the guided bus or it is do nothing. And if it is do nothing, then certainly things will not get better on the A14. They will get worse, and the upgrade will not meet the requirements that are needed, which is to have less congestion along the Huntingdon to Cambridge corridor.
I said to Tim Phillips that he may have won the public battle, but he doesn't have... he may have won the battle for public support, but they don't have the official support, if you like. On the other hand, I suppose it's the complete opposite for you, isn't it? You have various bodies coming out and saying, this is the only possible scheme, and yet you still have the people of Cambridgeshire who really and truly aren't in favour of it. So you've got to try and win the public minds, haven't you?
Well, we do have a hearts and minds exercise, and I'm very conscious of that. But I would say that over recent months, very many people have come to see me, have come up to me in the street, sometimes people I know, but sometimes people I don't, and even people who've left messages on my answer phone saying, actually, we do think you're doing the right thing. We think the guided bus is the right solution. And I had an email from somebody the other day who said, I am the silent majority.
So what you need is the silent majority, but perhaps the vocal minority or majority as well.
Yeah.
Shona, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.